Hello, art friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Please do subscribe. All three channels have that little bell clicked. Both Evolutionary EE Arts and then our third one, Heart's Own, where we had a new video out. Actually, two new ones yesterday. And that's a little bit more of a high vibe where you don't have to brace yourself before checking what's happening, like another train derailment.
Oh, this is so true. Yes, this is really bad, really bad.
Well, it's just that there's so many of these, This is in the Tulsa area. Verdigris, Oklahoma, multiple emergency crews dispatched to the site of yet another train derailment. Cars that derailed were empty, did not contain any hazardous materials. It's under investigation. As you can see, just going over the usual, you know, road, and there you go. You know, this time basically ends up derailing. You gotta just wonder, I mean, how many crews are out there just going and loosening up bolts and, you know, whatever it is that they're doing at various times. You had picked up on
sometimes I just wiggle funny if I don't can't get my words out, but what was in this tank, I wonder, you know?
Empty.
Oh, it was completely empty. That's what they say. I hope. Okay.
Why? You're picking up something else.
Yeah.
Rama is too. Of course, it could just be a squirrel out in the yard. And we have fire crews responding to a 2-alarm fire, damaged multiple businesses at a strip mall in San Jose. No injuries were reported. Arson investigators called to the scene. Yeah, it's just every day. And now this is something, again, that only happens around certain people. Ex-official in Clinton and Obama White House dies in air turbulence incident. The only person that died on the plane? Dana Hyde was flying from Maryland to New England and suffered blunt force injuries from violent turbulence. This is her. We send our prayers to her and her family. I vaguely remember her face. Gosh, what can you say? You know, some people are very unlucky to be around.
Yeah.
And certainly the seas are those people. So, 1 year later, a growing number of countries side with Moscow. Nearly 70% of the global population live in neutral or Russia-leaning countries. Notable shifts towards Russia since March 22. South Africa, Mali, Burkina Faso, Turkey, Qatar, and Bolivia. So, again, everything is part of a script. This is not organic. What we're watching happen is not organic. And I know there's those out there because, you know, back when 2017, 2018, when we were talking about, they have planned, you know, a third WWE, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. And, you know, again, the ones that say that the loudest are usually the ones that haven't really looked into things too deeply. Here you go. Australia must prepare for the threat of China war. This is right on front page of one of Australia's leading newspapers. Yeah, it's pretty obvious, really. You have Gordon Chang. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China and the Great U.S.-China Tech War. And he is saying it's now time to prepare. A war with China will be fought on American soil. American soil. The Chinese military will take down our grid, turn off our water, and spread disease. CCP saboteurs will detonate bombs to terrorize. We have left ourselves vulnerable in our own homeland. Yeah, well, it's already happening.
Well, I was going to say, I know it kind of fits everything that's happening right now. You know, the water's not turned off, but it's not safe either.
No, absolutely. And, you know, there could be most definitely threats to water supplies. Have backups to your backups to your backups is a good way to view things. China is selling their U.S. treasuries. That's kind of like one of the last things before we have an out-and-out conflict. Meanwhile, the People's Bank of China has added 102 tons of gold in the past 4 months. Total gold reserves now amount to 2,050 tons. And that's not probably accurate because they had stopped reporting for a while. So it's probably much, much, much higher. And if you guys remember, we talked about it and David Dubine talked about the fact that China had like 50% of the world's stockpile of certain grains. 50%. They know what's coming. They're well prepared. And they are situated to come out on top. It's again, when the house is betting, and the house is laying, you know, the money down, you kind of know who's slated to win. And here you have the head of UK Defense Select Committee confirming London is at war with Russia. And he's saying our army is simply too small, you know, and they're laying the groundwork for a draft. And this is all part of the plan. Meanwhile, the White House hesitates to sanction Brazil over the arrival of Iranian warships. Well, yeah, we've seen Russian-Chinese war games in Nicaragua and Venezuela. Here you have Brazil, South Africa. Yeah, it's starting to look like it's going to be the majority of the world against NATO. And, you know, that's basically what it's breaking down to. Mm.
Yeah, you know, and it's like the pieces are falling apart more and more, and we're seeing things clearer and clearer. And I you know, I look at all these tractors, and I'm wondering, I don't know if this is like a daily event or what's going on out there. I mean, that's a lot of tractors.
Well, they've been protesting for a long time, and we were showing this a few days ago. This is over in the Netherlands. Now, the farmers have been told the army's going to be sent in to stop their protests now. So, you know, they will not be allowed to protest against their farms that they've owned in their families for perhaps hundreds of years being shut down, taken, their whole way of life, you know, taken away from them by the controllers because they're worried about pollution. How much pollution, how much toxicity is going to be released by WW3, you know? They don't even make the slightest bit of sense when you look at things. You know, they basically bank on the fact that most people are too dumbed down, you know, due to big FARMA, their diets, you know, everything from too much alcohol to too much TV to, you know, they just think that people are incapable of making logical assumptions and figuring out what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it was real funny. Someone sent me this picture. I probably should have emailed it and showed you guys, but it had a picture of, you know, good old Squidward, and he was resting, and next to that a caption says, you know, big pharma sells millions of things that are, you know, really bad for people and going to kill them. And it shows Squidward is sleeping, and then Squidward's eyes are wide awake, and next to it says a farmer sells someone a gallon of milk, and that's supposed to be the government. You know, now they're watching because there's been a gallon of milk stole, so they're gonna get their attention. So I hope I explained that right.
Well, yeah, you know, again, it's all about absolute power and absolute control, and the realization that, you know, again, the government doesn't work for the people. The government views people as slaves, and this is globally. This is not just one country. If we keep thinking, oh well, it's you know, it's horrible the way things are now, you got to realize that this is at a period of time when the system is being exposed, and this system has gone on for a very, very long time, more than people realize. And they know they're going to be exposed, so this is a doubling down, basically, by the power structure. Meanwhile, over in the Philippines, we have them scrambling to contain what could be the biggest oil spill in the country's history. Oil from a sunken ship is washing ashore across wide areas about 200 kilometers from the capital of Manila. You know, talk about ecological, you know, travesty and tragedy. They're all around. How about all the people that were damaged by Monsanto. Do you know how many lawsuits Monsanto has had? Do you know how many lawsuits these big FARMA and big corporations that are truly polluting the land, truly killing life, animal and human, and they pay out billions, but it doesn't matter because they're going to make so many more billions. This system is rigged against humanity. It's rigged in the favor of the few. And here we have top insurance analyst finds a 7% increase in aggregate mortality for each ouch received. The more ouches you got, the bigger the increase in mortality. And notice the region, because again, not all are the same. If you are in Russia, if you are in China, you're not getting the same ouch. And in fact, they only allow in China certain ouches to be used on people that are not Chinese. Oh, wow. I wonder why. Well, because they told you in 2005, the first blow would be very logical. B-I-O logical. The first blow has already happened. This is that hashtag 3WW to try to confound the AI. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. 4,070% increase in miscarriages and stillborns. Oh, somebody oops. No, this wasn't really an oops. No. And you got to really wonder how many people in the lower and mid level of delivering these things really understood what was going on, but still did it because they didn't want to change their lifestyle. You know, you really have to question that. And that probably does bite some consciousness, you know, some conscience of some people where they understand what's happened, but they didn't do anything and they actually went along. That's really something that, you know, it would be tough to live with, you would think. So here you go, 10 in the morning, busy suburban street in Australia. And you have a truck that just starts driving. The driver had a medical episode. You know, he just starts mowing everything all over. Yeah, this is what's happening with planes, you know, falling out of the sky. And, you know, it's catching up. We're heading into a peak now. It hadn't peaked. It had not peaked. And I think that they were waiting to start the third conflagration, let's say, until the peak is here. Because the peak is here, the peak is going to create an awful lot of chaos like this, and like probably 737s coming out of the sky as well. I mean, they were even talking about, because the lack of pilots, having one pilot on a plane, that's insane in these times. Insane. Ford files a patent for systems to repossess vehicles by locking features and self-driving capabilities. Just so you know, so they understand where things are going. Now, yeah, okay, you miss payments. They're going to lock your doors and drive you straight to the police department. Now, you know, if you maybe don't conform, maybe you bought a gallon of milk from the local farmer, they're gonna lock the doors and drive you straight to the local police department.
And that's where we're headed.
Yeah, this is so obvious. Ford, by the way, look up Ford. Now, we used to say Ford stood for Found on Road Dead. This is one of our little acronyms when I was back in high school, back in the dark ages. But the reality is, look at the fact that, and if I say this, it's going to doom this video even more, but just look up Henry Ford and WW2 and factories and free labor, if you understand what happened. To prevent robberies, we're putting out a clear call to all of our shops. Do not allow people to enter the store without taking their mask off. This is over in New York. Eric Adams, the mayor. Yeah, you cannot come in now unless you take your mask off because there's been too many robberies. I mean, you can see the responses. Look, everybody is just laughing hysterically. You know, again, we're not run by the most intelligent people in the world. In fact, I think most of the public servants are probably Well, they have very little wisdom. Otherwise, they wouldn't be, quote-unquote, public servants the way that they are. They would actually serve the public and not the special interests. And we certainly have an awful lot of people serving themselves in these times and just seeming to really enjoy the chaos. As you look, this is over in Queens. Just random destruction. No real rhyme or reason. You're going to get that. You are going to get that in these times. And again, it's going to be more intense in the bigger cities. The cost of a dozen eggs, pound of bacon in the U.S. has increased 67% over the last 3 years. You know, during the time of the rollout, you know, that's greater than the increase in the previous 18 years. What has this done? It's made the rich richer. It's made the poor poorer. And it's made everybody under a much tighter control grid. BlackRock's insider, there is a good chance the Fed's going to need to increase to 6%. You know, again, BlackRock, these, you know, Vanguard, they're all part of the same system. The corporations allow individuals to enact things and get away totally scot-free. You can't attack the individual because the corporation is an umbrella. Yet all the individuals reap the riches of the corporations. Corporations need to be eradicated. They need to be made illegal because they operate like pirates. So yeah, now they're going to make it so, and it already is very, very tough for the average person that has to rely on a bank to get a mortgage. My worry, one of my biggest worries is, what if when the shift comes to that all new, you know, CBDC, all the banks call in outstanding mortgages? You know, what if you only owe just a little bit left, but you don't have that amount to pay off? You know, this is something that we did talk about with David Devine like a year and a half ago or so, and he said that's why he did the things that he did. He went through a small little local credit union as opposed to a bank. Yeah, you know, there's got to be something else they have up their sleeve when it comes to that time to force you to own nothing and them to own everything.
Mm-hmm. And don't they always have something up their sleeve that's going to benefit them? And with people, the most of the masses are sleeping the way they are, it makes it very difficult for us to pop ourselves out of that rut because we need to work together in greater numbers.
We had a Nancy Pelosi sighting. There she is.
Oh, thank goodness.
Da, 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 da. There she goes. She's probably going on vacation. I don't know. She's going to go clean up the mess that her hubby made this time.
Well, I hope she got an A in the costume contest anyway.
Yeah, well, she's got her broom to clean up the mess after him anyway.
Yes.
And this just was super cool. I just wanted to share this light pillars. Arkansas. Look at that light pillar. Ooh.
It feels very, very, very angelic, and I would just love to kind of blow that up and look at a couple other things that I see. But yes, this is something how our star family can actually come down and see us. They do make these openings. It does look very much like that, and they come straight down and they just land. And I've seen this before. It's absolutely breathtaking.
And isn't this adorable? That's a basket of cuteness there.
That's his blanket. The little chirpies are his blanket. That's so sweet.
See, we all can get along. We could get along. It's just the leadership that's got to change.
Indeed.
As always, guys, make sure you subscribe to all three channels. Thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. If you need to make an appointment, it's evolutionaryenergyarts@gmail.com. And please allow about 2 weeks to get an appointment scheduled for everything that we do. Do check out evolutionaryenergyarts.com to discover more about what we do.
Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.